now it's time for Craig's Entertainment Spotlight. Spotlight, spotlight. Here's your host, Craig.
Thank you, and welcome again to Craig's Entertainment Spotlight. And we start the spotlight off this week with a heavy heart.
Uh-oh.
Because I must report to you in my first review something that pains me. It pains me to say that I just watched one of the worst movies of all time, and it's a Clint Eastwood production. I love Clint Eastwood. As I told you a couple of weeks ago...
Thank you for saying that.
Going back to when I used to watch...
Bruce Springsteen is thanking you.
When I used to watch Rawhide as a kid, and Clint Eastwood was Rowdy Yates, my favorite character on the show, although I also liked Gil Favor, the trail boss. But anyway, I loved the Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns. I mean, I still watch them when they're on. And I love a lot of his later day stuff, you know, when he's playing the old man... And he still, I thought, was great. But this new movie, Cry Macho, which is on HBO right now and also released in theaters.
It's a bad title.
Man, it was so bad.
Danny said it was okay.
That my wife and I couldn't finish it. It was about an hour 45 minutes. We made it about an hour 15. We kept looking at each other saying, is this for real? Are we being punked, or what's going on here? Because this movie is atrocious. The acting, I can't believe how bad the acting is, including Clint. Now, Clint is 91 years old, so I'm going to cut him some slack. He's not terrible. He's certainly one of the better actors. Dwight Yoakam is also in this, and Dwight's good. But even for Dwight Yoakam, who I think is a great actor, he's not as good as he usually is. So Clint and Dwight are below their norm, and some of the other people on this cast. So one of the main characters is this 16-year-old kid, and the story is that Dwight Yoakam is this owner of a ranch. He fathered a child in Mexico many, many years ago, and now he wants that kid to come live with him because he hears the kid is being abused by his crazy mother. So Clint Eastwood is one of his ranch hands, a former rodeo cowboy, that owes him a favor. So Dwight Yoakam calls on this favor, wants to cash it in, and he says, I need you to go to Mexico and bring back my son. He's sending a 91-year-old
yeah, good idea.
To Mexico to bring back the son. So Clint Eastwood says, yeah, I owe you, so I'll go do it. Well, the son is played by Eduardo Manette. He might be the worst actor that I've seen in 20 years.
Gosh.
And here, this is just a clip. Now, you're not going to get the full effect of how bad his acting is because a lot of it is visual and his expressions are just over the top and they don't work. So in this scene, Clint Eastwood's explaining to him why he's here and that his dad wants him back. And at some point, you'll hear Clint Eastwood shows the kid a picture of himself when he's like three as evidence that... that Clint knows his dad.
You're joking, yes?
No, I'm joking.
My father, he wants me.
Well, you're his only kid.
And he sent you for me?
Yep.
You're a liar. My father hasn't seen me for years. Why does he want to see me now?
Well, he wants to see you, that's all. He misses you.
Oh, you're a fool of shit. My father doesn't want me. He never even called on my birthdays.
Look at that.
It's me when I was little.
Yeah, that's it. Same guy.
He gave you that?
He did.
If my father wants me back, why didn't he telephone? I send you some apestoso viejo.
I don't know what that means, but I don't like it.
When I was little, my father said he would give me a special horse. He never did.
Man, that sounds like a really bad high school play.
Yes.
He did.
He says he would give me a special horse. He never did. It's so bad. Thanks the dialogue is bad. The whole script is bad. And in this movie, we're supposed to believe that 91-year-old Clint Eastwood can still beat up a 20-something man.
Plays because, the part of a badass still.
Because he does. He plays the part of a badass still. And we are also supposed to believe that a 91-year-old Clint Eastwood is still going to get hit on by these younger women, because that happens several times in the movie.
Oh, no.
It's almost like it's Clint trying to relive his youth, and he wrote something or helped, you know, produce something that gave him the feeling of being old Clint Eastwood. I'm going to beat up this guy. I'm going to have this young woman hit on me. It's ridiculous. And I understand 90-somethings are doing great things these days. William Shatner is about to blast into space, and Tom Brady is still winning Super Bowls. I get it. But it's not believable at all. It's so bad, we couldn't even finish the movie.
Can I just say that the last three or four times I've seen Eastwood in a movie, it's been really bad?
Well, then just say it.
Well, I didn't know if I could say it or not. Are we allowed to say that about an American icon?
Sure,
I have not thought that until now, and now it feels like he's almost too old to act, because he's not horrible, but he's not that good either in this movie. Everybody else, though, is really bad.
Like Gran Torino?
See, I thought he was okay in that.
Oh, man. Maybe it's his voice that just distracts me.
Hey, Marino.
Million Dollar Baby. Did you like him in that?
Yeah. Okay, that
See,
was all right.
I thought he was good in that.
What's the one most recently where he's the mule or the...
What?
Seven yeah, Mules for Sister yeah. Sarah or yeah. something?
Not good. Doesn't sound as bad as this, though.
So, Cry Macho, I give 7 thumbs down.